You've heard already here on Merseyside, the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine has been taking part in a COVID-19 vaccine trial in conjunction with the research that was started off at Oxford University. Well, some of the most experienced professors, doctors, technicians around, it's hardly surprising that this is going on in our city. Well, to bring us up to date and to tell us how it's all been going, Carla Solo Zana Gonzalez is a postdoctoral researcher at the school and joins us now. Carla, hi, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome. You're actually working on the lab side of the trial. What does that actually involve for you day to day at the moment, Carla?
Oh, yeah. Well, for the vaccine trial, I am the laboratory coordinator for Northside. So what I do is basically liaise between the clinical team and the laboratory in terms of laboratory capacity and schedule. And I am also the link with Oxford, and I have to make sure that the samples that we collect from our wonderful volunteers are processed and stored under optimal conditions, as these samples will be the one that is going to be used to assess the efficacy of the vaccine.
Now, it all sounds, from the way you've described it to me, it all sounds so very day-to-day, that, just like a regular job. But from the outside, as a member of the public looking in to what you do, this is vital. I mean, this is so incredibly important at the moment. Does it feel that way when you're involved in this?
Yes, it does feel, because we have been working long hours and long weeks, much more than we were working before. But we know that it's our duty and it's the way we are giving back to our community during this pandemic. And we are very proud of the role that we are playing on it.
And what's it like working as a team at the moment? Because we're up here, you're liaising with, you know, the researchers and scientists and the people in Oxford. Is it a feeling of a real coming together for the greater good, this?
Yeah, like the communication has been great. In our team, we are used to run clinical studies, and the communication between our clinical team and the laboratory has always been good. And that's why we always make sure of that is like that. And now with Oxford, we usually exchange message with them, phone calls, and they are always available for us in case that we have any question.
And what is it that you're trying to do at the moment? Is it a treatment or is it a vaccine? What are you trying to find?
Well, we are testing the vaccine that has been developed in Oxford, and the idea is to test the efficacy of these vaccines against COVID-19. And for that, there are around 18 sites around the UK that are testing the vaccine, and we will be vaccinated across all sites, around 10,000 volunteers.
And the trial needs volunteers from frontline key workers. How many people took part in this, Carla?
Well, from our side, we are recruiting around 600 volunteers. We are almost reaching the target. And these are people aged 18 to 56 that are more exposed to the virus because they are in the frontline healthcare workers, as you said.
So if I was a key worker and I worked on the front line and I'm within that age parameter that you were talking about, that's the kind of person that you're actually after, because you need to study the effect of what you do. That's the prime idea.
Exactly, because these are the people that are more likely to be in contact with the virus. And that if they want to take part, they need to go into the Oxford website and fill a small form that will assess their eligibility. And then we will get that information to our site and we will further assess those people.
These people are very special people to do this, because it takes a certain person to come forward and say, yeah, I'll take part in this. And we're so thankful that they do. Where would we be if they didn't?
Yeah, that everybody during this pandemic is playing an important role, and they know that without them, we wouldn't be able to test whether this vaccine is efficacious. In the same way, us in the laboratory, we know that with our skills or our expertise here at LSEM, we won't be doing what we need to be doing. So I think it comes from all of us to do our part.
Carla, before I let you go, this is probably an unfair question, but when will we know? When will we know that we're close to a vaccine or we have one?
Well, the results from this trial might come in the next 3 to 6 months, and we will see whether it is efficacious. But you will see that there are around 135 vaccines being in development around the world. I think it is too soon to say. We just need to wait and see the results and see how efficient it can be.
And to get to this point where we are now has been an incredible achievement when it comes to a time scale. I mean, this is unheard of, isn't it? The speed at which you and your colleagues are working.
Yeah. We all put our expertise and our skills ready. And we are, as I said, working long hours, and we are really proud of what we are doing, Tony, here. And we are keep going until we can find a solution, new treatments or a vaccine that can help us to get out of this pandemic.
Well, we're really proud of you and your colleagues, and please pass that on to them too. Carla, thanks for your time this morning. You take care, and thanks for everything that you and your colleagues are doing.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Take care. Bye-bye. There's Carla Gonzalez from the School of Tropical Medicine there as well, postdoctoral researcher at the school. And as I mentioned yesterday, I mean, we're so lucky, aren't we? There's people working up and down the country, but to have such an organisation, not just the School of Tropical Medicine, but, you know, John Moores and University of Liverpool and everybody involved in it, we are so, so lucky to have that.